This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Jake Gyllenhaal looks the camera dead in the eye and says, "Are you talking to me?" Travis Bickle style, with a little network thrown in. It's an all-time reference because it's really a great performance. He's working with Rene Russo's husband and Rene Russo. Rene Russo's husband wrote and directed the film. Rene Russo stars in the film. And really, this is a film that wants to draw attention to the ways in which the media manipulates stories and frames them as news. That in itself is not news to anybody who's ever been considered a conspiracy theorist, or anybody who's ever been considered very well educated, and really anyone who's been considered under the age of 25 or 35 even, just because it's sort of an obvious tenet, but one that bears repeating. Stories are not stories in and of themselves, but putting them on television makes them so. And here Gyllenhaal plays almost a sling blade, like every man, Peter Sellers being there. He's a weirdo, but he understands that showing stories about white people having crimes committed against them by people of color is something that people like to see on the news, even if it's a very small percentage of things that actually happen in the world. Which is to say that by manipulating the creation of the topics of stories, you can actually drive ratings up. Here, he pushes the, if there were ever any ethical boundaries by the media, Gyllenhaal put his character kind of pushes them past anywhere anyone would consider ethical, but would still probably play on Fox News. He makes himself a central part of the story. A little bit of spoiler alert here. He essentially places himself in a car chase and in a murder investigation. And depending on your ethical viewpoint, he as a murderer himself. There's a little bit of gray area here, but no matter how you colorblind you are, you're going to see some darkness in the gray. Gyllenhaal's character really goes past the point of any line, hopefully to drive home the point that these are things that the media does anyway, to a lesser degree, and make people more aware who are watching it. It's not clear whether people will actually find that stuff surprising, since most people are pretty hip to the ways in which the framing of a story creates the story. But what they might not be hip to is the fact that Gyllenhaal is firing on all cylinders and is one of the finest actors working today, and here's another virtuoso performance, probably Oscar nomination.